Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. What is grace? It's been said that the word grace stands for God's riches at Christ's expense. So God's grace truly is God's very own love, and we were all created out of God's love. Yet we are all sinners. But God gave His Son as the propitiation for our sin. With more on this, here's Deborah Ross.
God is love. It's His character. It's His nature. The greatest discovery for a soul is to realize that they are loved by God. And the most important decision anyone will ever make is to accept God's love for themselves in a personal way. God's love comes to us by grace. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." God's grace brings undeserved mercy. It brings forgiveness. It brings acceptance. It brings favor. God's grace brings care. It brings help, compassion, tenderness, patience, comfort, protection, and provision. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And Romans 5:8 says, "But God commended His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God's love is called grace. Friend, grace is getting what you don't deserve. It's right standing with God and a pardon for your sin. Genesis 1, verses 26 through 31 says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Humans were created out of God's love. You were created out of God's love. God's love gave human beings dominion over all the earth. Did you know that the Ten Commandments were given to us out of God's love? You know, we think of the Ten Commandments so often as a set of rules that would be about God's judgment, but really it's about God's love because it's boundaries. God loves us so much that He wants us to stay in the boundaries of His blessings. He loves us. God hates sin, because sin hurts people. He doesn't hate sinful people. He hates sin because sin hurts people. And God loves people. Friend, the bondage of sin is the opposite of God's love. What is sin? Well, sin is a transgression of divine law. Sin is any reprehensible or regrettable action. It's any bad behavior or lapse or great fault or offense. Sin is an offense against a principle or a standard. It's to think wrong or do wrong. The soul that sins is always aware that his sin is intrinsically vile and polluting. That soul knows that he or she justly deserves punishment and calls down the righteous wrath of God. Sin leaves us with two stains that cannot be removed except by the blood of Jesus. And these stains are guilt and pollution. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The wages of sin, death, requires blood to be spilt because the life is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11 says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." You see, God saw that mankind constantly sinned, and God didn't want man to be bound by the stain and the guilt and the pollution of sin. Romans 8:7 says, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." You see, flesh, human beings, we sin. Our flesh wants to do the wrong thing. We don't understand in our flesh the goodness of God's boundaries. But God said, "I need to make a way. I need to make a way to get my children back on track, to get them back into the blessing, because I love them." And the Old Testament, the blood of bulls and goats, it could not fully satisfy God's righteous judgment against sin. And the blood of bulls and goats could not adequately purge man's conscience from the guilt of sin. Isaiah 53:6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." You see, God knew that mankind would need a stronger sacrifice to banish their guilty conscience, a conscience that has no faith to overcome the wages of sin. God wants us to have a clean conscience. He wants us to have a clean conscience so when we read His Word, we'll have faith to believe in His goodness for our lives. He wants to banish the guilty conscience once and for all. And 1 John 4:10 says, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Now, if you're like me, the word propitiation is kind of big, and so I had to look this word up. And it means to appease or make well disposed. It means an atoning sacrifice. Now, I looked up the word appease, and it means to bring to a state of peace, quiet, ease, calm, contentment, to pacify, to soothe. The word dispose means to make fit or ready, to prepare. So if we look at 1 John 4:10 again, and we say, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the peace over our souls for our sin, to be the calm, to be the pacifier, to soothe, to make us fit or ready, to prepare us for God's goodness and for His blessings." The Message Bible translation of 1 John 4:7 through 10 says, "My beloved friends, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. So you can't know Him if you don't love. This is how God showed His love for us. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. This is the kind of love we're talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage those sins have done to our relationship with God." A guilty conscience cannot believe God for forgiveness. By putting our trust in Jesus Christ, the one who loved us enough to die for us, we free ourselves of our guilty conscience. And God wants us to have a clean conscience so that when we read His Word, friend, we will believe Him. We will believe His Word, and we'll believe that He loves us and He has good things for us. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world, which is the guilty conscience, worketh death." You see, God does not want us to have the sorrow of the world. He wants us to have a godly sorrow that works repentance. So when we have sin in our life that we know is not pleasing to God, we know it's causing a stain, we know that it's causing pollution in our soul, God wants us to be free from that. And so He says godly sorrow works repentance. And when we repent of that sin, when we say, "Lord, I hate that sin. Please help me to be more like You," then He cleans us and He cleans our conscience. But the sorrow of the world, when we just feel bad because we did something wrong and the world is saying, "Oh, you were a bad person, you did bad," that just creates more guilt, and that works death in our lives. John 3, 1 through 7 says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again." Friend, are you born again? You must be born again. If you want to participate in the kingdom of God, if you want to have the blessings of the kingdom of God, if you are reading your Bible or you're going to church or you're in the choir or maybe you're tithing, but you're not born again, friend, your conscience still has a guilty stain. When we have godly sorrow and we confess our sins to the Lord and we surrender our life to Him and we accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, the seed of God comes to live inside of us. We are new creatures. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And God says that He cleanses us and He washes us. And He causes us to have a clean conscience, because we can put all of our trust in Jesus, all of our faith in the fact that He died for us, even while we were yet sinners, and we didn't deserve it. His grace gave us what we didn't deserve. Grace has now given all who are born again the power to stop sinning. Now, friend, so many today like to say that grace is a license to sin. But grace is the power to stop sinning. The seed of God that comes to live inside of us empowers us. It empowers us to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit does not want to wallow in sin, because the Holy Spirit wants you to have a clean conscience and wants you to believe for God's best in your life. Did you know that the word salvation means welfare, deliverance, victory, prosperity, preservation, health, healing, save, to make safe, to rescue, liberation, and defend? Did you know that our eternal salvation starts on this earth and continues forever and ever? Yes, Jesus Yeshua is your salvation, and Jesus came to the earth to show us the will of the Father. He only did what the Father told Him to do. And Jesus Yeshua, is inviting you to give your all, to give your heart, to give your life to Him. Salvation is just a saving cry away. And God wants you saved. He loves you. He has glorious salvation for you. Would you give Him your heart today?
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to deborahrossministries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at deborahrossministries.org.